Now, all the rage at Soldier Field. I drove by this morning, Dean, and it was kind of quiet. All the merch tents were closed up, but now it's going to be a bunch of crazies.
Oh, no, we've had the SkyCam 9 over there already. The stage is completely set up, by the way. We've got some fantastic shots inside of Soldier Field, but Eric Rung is over there, and he's been talking to people who've been waiting in line all night. For the merch tents to open. Why can't we say merchandise? Is it that much more trouble to say merchandise than merch?
No, it just sounds cooler.
Yeah, it's hip. You young kids and your crazy abbreviations.
Yep. Don't include me with the young kids.
Saving two syllables.
Every minute counts.
I guess so. But yeah, it's on. Taylor Swift Day 1 is... going to be happening. The opening acts take the stage about 6:30 tonight. Taylor Swift takes the stage around 8. Show lasts about 3 hours long. We've got all the information about where to drop off, where to pick up, buses, parking, blah, 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 all at WGNTV.com/Dean's List if you want to see all of that. And... we did get some exclusive information about the song that Taylor Swift is going to be opening the show with tonight. And I got to say, I'm a little bit honored by the choice. You want to hear?
Do tell.
Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Dean, with your showbiz news and your film reviews that you give on Friday, Dean can rock the red carpet. Man, that Mel Gibson is a nothing, Dean. With your saute skills on a hot grill, cooking it up for the weekend, Dean. Greeting all the little darks. I watch our show and folks should know. Weekday mornings, tuning into Channel 9 News. But all I really wanna see is Dean. Larry.
Wow.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Mel. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I am so jelly, as the kids say.
Taylor, thank you so much for writing a song. A lot of people don't know that Taylor and I dated.
Oh, my God.
She, she's famous for writing
songs. Who are you,
songs,
Al Pacino?
Songs about... She's famous for writing songs about her exes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we broke up amicably, so I got a nice song out of the deal.
That's fantastic.
Very nice. Mick and Al do funny parody songs and send them to us.
That was right on.
All the time. And that is Al's daughter. I got to look up her name. Her name is Michelle.
She's great.
She sang the lead vocal. It sounds just like Taylor Swift. They found footage that even we don't have somehow to go along with it. So if you want to see the video, it's also very funny. I posted it up on Facebook and all the usual places. But
I said to Joe off the air, is that really Taylor? I couldn't believe how great that was.
She was really good. Yeah, she's great. Thank you, Michelle, Mick Kaler, and Al Fleischman. Put that together, and that's very nice.
Very cool.
That's my contribution to the Taylor Swift madness for the weekend.
Is Taylor on the Forbes self-made richest woman list?
She is, but not as high on this list as you might expect. She's like in number 34 or something. Jeez. Like that.
I'd like to be 100. I'd like to be number 100.
I'd like to be 1,000 on the list. I mean, it's the Forbes, puts out different lists all the time. And their latest is self-made women. And the list is mostly businesswomen, but of, celebrity types, I guess you might say. Oprah Winfrey is number 13 on the list. Kim Kardashian is number 21 on the list. Hey, you know what? Somebody likes her.
I know.
I have never seen, for however long that show's been on the air, the Kardashian stuff, I've never seen one episode of it, but clearly somebody likes it. So, you know, to each his own, right?
Yeah, that's true.
To each his own. Taylor comes in at number 34 on the list. Kylie Jenner. If you didn't like Kim Kardashian, you also won't like that on there.
Isn't she dating Timothy Chalamet now? Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
Can't keep track.
I would like to date him along with every old mom everywhere. He's a babe.
He's a very, very nice young man also.
Yeah, that's good to know. And a great actor.
And he's a really good actor. Madonna's on the list.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Beyonce's number 48. On the self-made, richest self-made women, according to Forbes magazine. The list is on their website if you want to take a look at the whole thing.
No, I'll just be jealous. All right, more.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a nice way to start the weekend. Seething with jealousy.
Yeah, exactly. And going, oh, I should have self-made myself. Tell us about this whole weird Al Pacino baby update, because I heard something in the news.
Yeah, there is. We told you the other day that Al Pacino is about to become a father again at age 83. There are reports this morning that he asked his girlfriend, 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor El Fala, for a paternity test.
Oh, boy.
When he learned that she was pregnant. According to TMZ, which, you know, people are going, oh, TMZ.
I believe it now.
They are right most of the time. They are right most of the time. According to them, Pacino didn't believe that the baby was his at first, and Pacino's people now are not making any comment on the whole baby thing right now.
Awkward.
But this, the Noor El Fala, is 8 months pregnant right now. So she did take the test. We don't know what the results are, but you guys better figure it out pretty soon, because the baby's going to be here any minute.
Any second. All right, and new charges for Bill Cosby.
Yeah, they some states changed their statute of limitation rules. You know, we're hearing all kinds of reports with, you know, things that happened you would think would be too long because of statute of limitation laws, but many states now are changing them, expanding the window for sexual abuse abusers,
which is great,
to come up. I think so too. I mean, it's, you know, people go, well, why didn't they say something back then? It's not an easy thing to do, and especially the particular case that I'm talking about, this new case now against Bill Cosby, allegedly happened in 1969, so super long time ago, where Cosby is accused of drugging and raping a former Playboy model. So now that is going to, you know, go to court, and you know, we'll see what happens with that. It's
what a letdown. Just such a great guy and talented guy, and it's just, you know, I hate hearing this for. You know, what a disgusting human, allegedly.
Makes it hard to watch the Cosby Show.
It does.
Every once in a while, I'll be flipping around and I'll see the show come on, and I start to watch it for a few minutes, and then it's like I can't watch this now.
I know.
I can't. It's too weird, and I like to think that I can separate the person from the character or the comedy or. But this is too...
This one's too difficult.
Yeah. So sexual abuse is too horrific to me. I can't get past it. Or else I'm just getting older and crankier, which I know is true.
I think both. WGN. And it's Wendy in for Bob Surratt. And we're talking to Dean Richards. I am excited to find out what your thoughts are on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I think it's incredible. Did you see the 2018 animated Spider-Man movie Into the Spider-Verse?
I did not. Family members did and liked it.
Oh, good. Yeah, because that was great. It actually won the Academy Award for Best Animated Movie that year, which is, usually Disney Pixar takes those right away. And this is as good, maybe even better, than Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It is the return of a young Miles Morales. He takes over. That's the name of the character that takes over Spider-Man now. He takes on a new villain who is so powerful that they bring in a whole new world of Spider-Men and women. Apparently, other places in the Spider-Verse also have their own Spider-Man, like a Bollywood Spider-Man, an Irish Latino Spider-Man, Spider-Punk, a Spider-Woman, even a pregnant Spider-Woman, all fighting crime, and really great voice talent, in addition to Shameik Moore and Hailee Steinfeld, who are Miles and Gwen, the lead characters in the movie. But they've got Daniel Kaluuya and Oscar Isaac and Issa Rae and many, many, many other superstar names. But to me, the real power of this is just the pure creativity. This is a complete original from start to finish in beautiful animation, really compelling characters, a great story that draws you in. Movie's 2 hours and 20 minutes. It draws you in, and it just holds you. It's written and put together so well, but it's fun and exciting, and there are important themes in the movie. I mean, it really just has everything. So I gave it a Dean's List A. I don't hand those out easily, but I really like that one. Another movie that's opening this weekend is called The Boogeyman. This is a horror movie, not my favorite genre. I always preface, but I think this one is this one is almost kind of the opposite, where it is so conventional, and you've seen this movie a million other times. It's the story about a supernatural spirit that feeds on the suffering of its victims. Ooh. And a house. A family moves into this house. They're in the house grieving following the death of a loved one. So everybody is suffering right now, which, is just what the supernatural spirit loves. that's the storyline of the whole thing. It's got a few creepy moments. It's got a few jump scares. Not a lot of originality to it. So I wound up giving that one only a Dean's List C-.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's okay. If you like horror movies, you'll probably like it better than I did. But there is no shortage of things going on for this weekend. I don't know if you heard, there's a big show at Soldier Field going on tonight. A singer, young singer, Taylor Swift is her name, and she's going to be playing there through Sunday. The shows begin tonight, they're tomorrow, and also on Sunday, and we've got all the information. If you're dropping off family members or friends, you're picking somebody up, blah, blah, blah. If you go to WGNTV.com/Dean's List, we've got all the info on that. Also tonight, by the way, the Beach Boys are performing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're out at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan tonight. Superstars of another generation, shall we say.
Yeah.
I mean, they are one of the most acclaimed rock bands of all time. They're Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, but they've had more hits than any other rock band through the years. So the extremely prolific Beach Boys still sounding great after all these years. Genesee and Waukegan tonight. The city's annual Gospel Fest is at Millennium Park on Saturday. We've got West Side Story opening at the Lyric Opera.
I'm going to see that. My husband tonight. Got me tickets for Mother's Day. We're going in like the June 20th or something.
Oh, very nice.
I cannot wait.
Very nice. I'm going to see it tonight.
Ooh.
So I'll give you a little review.
All right.
On Monday. Steve Martin and Martin Short at the Chicago Theater on Sunday, because it's not going to be busy enough downtown as it is.
All right. And I'm going to see my son's band, The Vaughn Building, at Palmer Place in LaGrange, because it's LaGrange Pet Parade on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
So that'll be 7 p.m. Michael's band, The Vaughn Building, plays.
Your son is a very, very talented musician. Aww. I've seen him perform on the YouTube.
Yes.
Because that's how we young kids roll. but he has a very talented young man. So
thank you, Dean. Have a great weekend.
See you Monday.